Well, with interest rates rising, I think investment strategies need to start shifting, as well as our personal financial responses, whether it be paying down expensive credit card debt or loading up on improved fixed income rates. To talk about how the recent interest rate increase impacts the various asset classes, I'm joined by Samu Akelo-Zwane, Sam Zwane, Head of Product at FNB Wealth and Investments. Sam, good evening. We saw today that headline producer inflation for final manufactured goods was up to 13.1% year on year in April from an already elevated 11.9%. So I think it's fair to say that rates are likely to stay higher and go higher from here. So it is a rising interest rate environment before we talk about how it impacts the various asset classes. Is that what you're penciling in as the bank?
Yes, absolutely, Michael. And you're absolutely right. And we do foresee the interest rate going up in the next two cycles, up until, you know, next year. You are in the rising part of the cycle, and it does have an impact as well on consumers and on the different asset classes that they are holding. And if you actually recall, I mean, the last two sessions of the monetary policy, they actually increased the interest rates. And so we are in a rising cycle, and we expect it to go on.
Now, obviously, that has big implications if you're a saver, if you're an investor, if you're a company with a balance sheet and you've got borrowing. So I think let's start with investors and savers. Clearly, it's going to have different impacts depending on where you're invested. Let's start with cash.
Absolutely, Michael. So the first thing that, you know, the savers need to be aware of is that, you know, the money that you're saving, if you're saving in a bank deposit, it's going to be a fixed deposit or easily accessible right now, it is linked to the prime lending rate. So the increase in your repo rate results in an increase in the prime lending rate. That means actually the interest that you're going to get out of those savings, especially if it's not fixed, they're going to be higher. So it's good. It's good news for the savers. They're going to actually earn higher interest rate with regards to the money that they've actually saved. However, if you actually have fixed, you know, savings are like a fixed term, so your rates will not be affected by these changes in prices. So you're not going to be benefiting a lot from this recent increase in terms of rate. However, if you are coming in as a new investor into this asset class, you might find it very beneficial that, you know, your fixed rates will probably be higher, yeah, and you're going to be good. And the other aspect around savers is you do have savers who actually saving to just generate income. So they actually have the money that's sitting in the bank and they're just generating income. So those are actually benefiting very well because the interest that they're actually gaining, which they're using as income, is going to be higher now based on the fact that, you know, the repo rate has actually gone up. So it's good news for the savers at the present moment, Michael.
But bondholders, as you say, won't welcome an increase in the repo rate.
Absolutely, absolutely, Michael. I mean, if you look at cash as well as bonds, similar asset classes, and that's why when you actually see that cash is actually doing well, most of the investors are actually flying and moving more over to cash. So there's less, you know, attraction for the guys who are actually holding bonds. So there's less demand for the bonds, which means lower demand for the bonds will actually have an impact of reducing, you know, the value of those bonds. So if you're holding those bonds as an investor, that value of the bonds is actually reducing. You're having higher bond yields, but the value of the bonds is reducing. But again, as mentioned earlier on, Michael, if you are new to the asset class and you want to purchase it now, it's probably an interesting time for you to actually start purchasing, looking around and actually trying to find something because the prices are low, yeah, and you're going to be buying at a low, and that might actually be beneficial for you. But
absolutely,
make sure that you have your objectives right. Is it long term? Is it short term? But you know that's the current impact in terms of that asset class.
Yeah, as they say, you've got to buy low and sell high. Now, preference shares are an interesting part of the equity universe because generally what we see is rising rates being negative for equities. There are categories of equities that tend to perform and do better, banks like yourselves. But talk to me about preference shares first, because these are linked to prime, aren't they? Many of them.
Absolutely. Many of them are linked to prime. And that's why it's actually good news for them, because, you know, by virtue of the fact that they're linked to prime, it means, you know, the return or the fixed dividends that they're actually getting is going to actually be higher. So, you know, the good news about, you know, preference shares as compared to shares is that in the preference share environment, the client is actually going to get a fixed dividend rate. So the dividend is actually fixed and it's usually linked to the prime lending rate. So as opposed to common shares, whereby, you know, your dividends are actually fluctuating. So in that instance, you know, it's quite different. So this asset class, though people are holding preference shares, they're actually in for good news. They're going to be earning higher, you know, fixed dividends from this asset class.
Okay, let's talk about general shares here. Let's perhaps start with property shares before we talk about the various other classes of equities, because I think REITs are sort of different. I can't see property companies welcoming the news of a rate increase.
Absolutely, Michael, you're right. And remember that most of these companies are actually leveraged when it comes to them purchasing, you know, their property portfolios. So that means, you know, the mortgages that they have to service are much higher. And it's quite easy, Michael. I mean, when you're valuing a company, we're actually discounting the future dividends on that company. So if they're actually the debt is much higher for that company, it means that the property margin or the net amount that they actually see on their income statement is going to be lower. And then that actually affects the valuation of the company. And then that means, you know, the value of, you know, your property shares is going to be lower as compared to the other asset classes.
Now, in equities, I think, as I said earlier, an increase in rising rates, generally negative equity stocks for some of the reasons we've already mentioned. I think investors might see the risks. They might see the rising returns in cash and other areas and say, right, let's take some out of the equity market and rather park it in cash. But they're not all the same. Let's start with retail and consumer shares.
Absolutely, Michael. So, you know, again, you know, you look at the nuances involved in that particular sector, you know, retail and consumer shares, you know, in there they rely on people coming and actually spending money, you know, in their, you know, consumer stores and everything, or in the retail space. So what happens is that when the consumer is actually, the interest rates are higher, the consumer has less disposable income. So they have to service higher debt in terms of, you know, their mortgages, higher debt in terms of what they're paying for their cars and everything. So that disposable income that they have at the end of the day is much lower, and which means they will actually not have enough to actually start spending on the retail stores as well as on the consumer stores. So this has a negative impact on actually investors who are actually holding those consumer shares.
But if you're in banking stocks, insurers, that kind of thing, well, they tend to actually do quite well in a rising rate environment. Why is that in particular?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a positive correlation between the, you know, an increase in the interest rates as well as the valuation drivers of, you know, the insurers and as well as the banks. I mean, it's also about the business that they're involved in, you know. If you look at the banks, you know, if people are actually taking out loans and the loans are linked to prime, which means, you know, when they actually have to repay now, prime is higher, it's actually a bigger profit margin for them. So it's the structure of the business that they're involved in that actually makes their shares more attractive. So for them, it's actually a positive impact because at the end of the day, you know, their bottom line is actually increasing because, you know, their top line, which is basically revenue, is increasing because it's linked to the prime rate.
And, you know, obviously companies in general, doesn't matter what sector you're in, if you're a company that's leveraged, you've got high debt levels, this tends to wash out a lot of the, you know, the companies that have potentially been swimming naked. When the tide recedes, you see, you know, who are those companies that are overgeared, that are now potentially vulnerable. So you tend to stay away from companies with too much gearing, don't you?
Absolutely. So if you actually are in those companies which are actually leveraged, which you may have actually bought for the right reasons, but now you need to actually bear the brunt, is the fact that, you know, now the cost of debt is much higher for them. So they need to refinance that debt, you know, and now it's costing them, it's much higher. And two, refinancing of that debt as well is actually costly because, you know, valuations, you know, the interest rates are much higher. So it's bad news for this company. It's got a negative effect in terms of their valuation, and it actually reduces the value of those stocks.
Well, I think as an investor and saver, it's really important just to understand how this increase in rates is going to impact the various asset classes and just plan accordingly regarding your own financial plans, be they short, medium, or long term. That was Sam Zwane, head of product at F&B Wealth and Investments, talking about the difference in impacts across the various asset classes here on Hot Business.